When it came time for her to speak on her resolution to retire Chief Illiniwek, U of I trustee Frances Carroll said thank you and paused for 10 seconds before putting a damper on the tension that had been building up on campus all week.
An insensitivity to my esteemed colleagues in their concern for the short notice provided them and the public, I have chosen to protect my motion by withdrawing the resolution and agenda item number 10E.
Later, Carroll told reporters she withdrew the resolution because she simply didn't have enough votes on the board for passage. She says she hopes to bring a majority of trustees to her side when she brings the resolution up again in July. But her decision to withdraw provided an abrupt anticlimax to the latest battle in the long dispute over Chief Illiniwek. Supporters of Chief Illiniwek, perhaps a couple of hundred students and alumni, chanted "Keep the Chief" and sang school songs as they waited for the trustees' meeting to begin. And during the public comment session, Dan Bolin, president of Students for Chief Illiniwek, told trustees that there were more where they came from.
In the face of today's resolution before the Board of Trustees, nearly 600 students, alumni, and community members came out last night in the cold for a candlelight vigil in support of our university's symbol. All kinds of people came from across the state to attend this event to demonstrate to you, the Board of Trustees, that Chief Illiniwek is a widely accepted, dignified tradition.
But opponents of Chief Illiniwek also came out for the meeting. They booed and hissed when Chief supporters used the tomahawk chop. And when the board concurred with Trustee Carroll's withdrawal of her resolution, the anti-chief Progressive Resource Action Cooperative marched in front of the trustees with chants and an anti-chief banner, at one time breaking through a barrier where reporters were sitting. Meanwhile, Chief Illiniwek supporters tried to drown them out with a rendition of "Hail to the Orange." The controversy over Chief Illiniwek began in the late 1980s. Board Chair Lawrence Epley says over the years, sentiments have hardened on both sides of the debate, leaving little room for a resolution.
And it's not so much that the board's concerned about taking heat on this. It's almost impossible to figure out the right thing to do.
While much of the Chief Illiniwek debate is about the dignity of Native Americans, Native Americans themselves kept a low profile at the trustees' meeting. Siobhan Beaver is an Oklahoma Cherokee and president of Red Roots, the U of I's Native American student organization. She says Chief Illiniwek discourages some Native Americans from coming to the Urbana-Champaign campus.
I have personally been in contact with people who said that they will not come to this campus until the mascot is retired. If that is an honorable symbol, why are the Native Americans avoiding this campus?
The debate over Chief Illiniwek continues, and so does Chief Illiniwek. Epley noted that a 1990 board resolution supporting the chief still stands and will continue to stand until trustees decide otherwise. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.